This is a CHY News Update. Concerned citizens took to the streets on August 29th to bring awareness to unregulated drug deaths in Nanaimo. It has been 9 years since the provincial government declared a public health emergency due to the significant rise in unregulated drug deaths throughout the province. As of the end of June 2025, there have been 566 unregulated drug deaths in the city of Nanaimo since the public health crisis was declared in April 2016. Ahead of International Overdose Awareness Day on August 31st, a large group of somber people marched through the streets of downtown. The group marched quietly as they carried photos of loved ones who had passed and a faux coffin. The march was a day of mourning for parents like Sue Fitchler, who lost her 37-year-old son, Evan, in 2022.
Evan, as I say in here, was an amazing human being. He struggled with addiction for probably 10 years. In the last year of his life, he detoxed at our house, which was absolutely brutal if you've ever been with somebody who's done that, but it's superhuman strength. And immediately started to become a support worker. He got his peer support worker certificate and then his support worker certificate. And at that time, we actually had a shelter in Parksville, and he started working at the shelter. So he did what he was supposed to do for the last year of his life.
Fitchler says if Evan had access to safe supply that night, he might not have died alone, locked in a bedroom.
Another day, he was supposed to come to our house the next day, and we could have carried on from there. I wouldn't be here today if there had been some safe supply. I would have taken him to get it.
Anne Livingston was one of the organizers of the march. She said International Overdose Awareness Day is a difficult day when faced with how much death there has been.
It's very difficult for people that have lost thousands of people and continue to know that they might be next to come to an event like this, because they're worried that if they involve themselves in grief that they'll never stop crying. You know, it's a very frightening place to be. I think most of us don't understand that if we can have a bad day and cry a bit, we can at least go home and kind of put our feet up or something. If you're homeless, you don't want to risk any kind of upset.
Livingston says organizations such as the Doctors for Safer Drug Policy have been regularly operating pop-up overdose prevention sites near the hospital and downtown. She says this is because the current overdose prevention site, or OPS, at 250 Albert Street is not open enough for the community. The OPS is currently running from 11:15 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
I mean, we feel guilty for not being out every day, because this overdose prevention site, although it's extremely well-funded, is only open till 9 o'clock, which means last calls at 8:30. And particularly on welfare week, people continue to use drugs into the evening, as most people do.
MLA for Nanaimo Gabriel Island and Minister of Social Development and Poverty Reduction, Sheila Malcolmson, was also in attendance at the march. She says she sees the importance of the OPS site that sits across the street from her office. She says there is currently work being done on the OPS to turn it into a wellness center, like the Couch and Wellness and Recovery Center located in Duncan. The center would offer people access to primary care nurses, a federally funded addiction medicine nurse who would be able to provide replacement therapy or prescribed safe supply, as well as entry points into bed-based addiction treatment.
That's what we're working to build right here. It's overdue. It's taken longer than we wanted. That's our focus, and we recognize what a step up that will be to attach more obviously and more physically the services that are already next door beyond just supervised consumption.
When asked about extending the current hours of the OPS, Malcolmson says she would love to see the hours increased, but the biggest constraint right now is not having enough trained healthcare professionals. She says right now there are programs in place through the provincial government for people wanting to become mental health and addiction workers. Through the Health Career Access Program, the province will pay for the post-secondary program fees and provide weekly living allowances. In Nanaimo, Vancouver University, Sprott Shaw College, and Discovery Community College all offer programs in mental health and addiction. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.